This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Okay, Rabbi Lapin, 926.
We have to start with a ball. If you like that, how can we identify that for you? It's a blue page, it has Kuf Ayin Ches on the top left hand side of it. If you have it in the photostat. And we'll probably be short of photostat, so maybe we need to share it.
Yeah, I'm in my car and another mark.
What I think we should do is you should get files, or maybe I'll try and get you files so that you can just have one file for all the notes, and you can a folder that you can fill them. You don't have to have notes all over the place, and you can actually collect them and build them up. Otherwise, you'll often have a problem referring backwards and forwards. So, how many root balls do we have? Okay, so that those of you who don't have the root ball, you're going to have to listen. It's a blue sheet with a Kuf Ayin Ches on the top left hand side. Okay, good. Now the root ball, Asher, you'll be a little bit at sea at the beginning because we're working on stuff that we did the last 2 weeks, but you'll get into it. Okay. It's a very short root ball, so if you don't have it in front of you, it won't take you long to pick it up. But it's a very important root ball in the way we're going to learn the Gemara on Daf Yutes and Daf Kof. The root ball says the following. Let's start with the Elohi Amris Bishlamo. Let's start at the beginning of the ritual. That's where it says a little chofam with aleph. Okay, chofam with aleph. Elohi Amris Loilom Choser Amay Mechalalinen. So the ritual is going through the Gemara on Daf Yutes and Daf Chof. Let's get the Gemara again. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara started with an assumption that Adar is always short. Adar is always 29 days, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always on day 30. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why are the Eidim allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos to come and give Eidus for Rosh Chodesh Nisan? If we know that Adar is always short, then Rosh Chodesh has to be on day 30. The Eidim don't even have an option. If they don't have an option, what is the point of allowing the Eidim to be Mechalal Shabbos to come and give us Eidus? That was the Gemara's kasha. Explains the ritual. Shaharei ein anu tzrichim le'edusim. We don't need their Eidus. What do we need them for? We know that Rosh Chodesh is short. So at that point, is the ritual assuming, at the questioning point, is the ritual assuming that the Eidim are informational or declarative? Informational. Clear information. Umefarkinen mishum demitzvah lekadesh apir iyeh. Even if we know that Rosh Chodesh is on that day, you still need them because of mitzvah lekadesh al ariyeh. So what is the ritual holding now in the answer?
Declarative.
So the move from the question to the answer is that the Eidim are they normally finish at 9:30. That's why which is when we start. Yeah. So if the Eidim, if we know that the Eidim are the Hadamin is that the Eidim are informational. If the Eidim are informational, the question is why do we need them on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? If it's Leilam Chaser, answers the Gemara, they're not informational. We need them for declarative. There's a Gzeras HaKosuv, Gzera Evet Chodesh, the Torah decrees you may not do Kiddush HaChodesh without Eidim. Not that you need the Eidim in order to tell you that it was Rosh Chodesh. We know it's Rosh Chodesh. But you need the Eidim in order to be Mekadesh. Part of the mitzvah of Kiddush is to do it Al Pi Re'iyah, to do it with Eidim. That's how the Gemara then concludes. So then the Gemara goes on to an Ikad Amri. So the first phase of the Gemara was the unknown, the X in the equation was mitzvah lekadosh al ari. Okay, we worked with the constant was, let's try a constant with Rosh Chodesh, with Adar short, and let's try a constant with Adar long, with Adar variable. If Adar is always short, then why do we need Adim?
Declarative.
Answers the Gemara, because declarative. The Ikar de Amri takes the declarative nature of the Adus as for granted, as a constant. So we know we need Adim for declaration. In that case, the Mishnah, then it comes and we bring the support and we say the following. If Adar is sometimes long and sometimes short, then I understand why we need Adim. Why? Because if day 30 is Shabbos, and Beis Din are free to make it day, if Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, and Adim don't come, then they will have to declare, if Rosh Chodesh was really on Shabbos, and it's day 30, even if Adim don't come, because it's Shabbos, they will have to declare it. If it's chosse, and then that won't be good because that will be without riya. But if it is, if it is lo'ilam chosse, I'm not giving it to you right.
But if it's short, we assume that the basin will then extend it to the next day. If there's no aiding, and they can do it on the 31st with aiding.
If it doesn't have to be short, right? Absolutely right. If it doesn't have to be short, it's sometimes long and sometimes short. That is based in the option. If Beis Din have the option, let the Eidim not be Mechal Shabbos. Let Beis Din say, today day 30, Shabbos, no Rosh Chodesh, no Eidim, tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. And tomorrow the Eidim will come and they'll say, we saw the new moon yesterday. We don't need them for information, we need them for declaration. So who cares if they saw it yesterday, as long as they saw it. So the Eidim will say, yes, we saw the Chodesh, we saw it yesterday. Beis Din will say, good, Mekudesh HaChodesh, today, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. But if the other is always short, Beis Din don't have that option. If Beis Din don't have that option, then
that's why you Mechal Shabbos.
And therefore we have a raya from the Mishnah further on that other must always be short, and that's why they've got to be Mechal Shabbos. Answers the Gemara. If Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos, if day 30 fell on Shabbos, you would be right. Because that's exactly what we would do. If Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos, we would say, don't be Mechal Shabbos. We'll make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. But if day 31 is Shabbos, and you've got to have Adim for declarative purposes, what do you do now? You can't put Rosh Chodesh off, and you've got to be Mechalish with Adim. So the Adim have to come. So in the Ikar de Amri, we're holding declarative. Is that right? So let's go through the process. We start off saying, we assume it's informational. So we have a kasha from the Mishnah on the next daf. Notices the Gemara, it's informational. Now we understand the mitzvah. It's declarative. It's mitzvah lekadosh ariyah. Now we understand the Mishnah. Then the Gemara comes along and says, well, if we assume that it's declarative, then I can in fact bring a raya from the Mishnah further on. I can bring a proof from the Mishnah further on. So at this point, we're assuming that it's declarative mitzvah lekadosh ariyah. Let's go on in the Ritva. Ikar de Amri, and so on. Elo I Amri Spishloma lo ilam chose mushum hachi. I Amri Spishloma lo ilam chose mushum hachi mechaladina. If you say it's always short, that's why there's chilul Shabbos. Kishera'u b'yom shloishim shechalihi yos b'Shabbos. If Eidim see the new moon on day 30, which is Shabbos, they have to come to Beis Din kedei lekadsha al pi ha'ra'iyah to be mekadesh Shabbos. But if you say sometimes Beis Din has the option to make order long, they don't have to make it short, let the Eidim stay in Tel Aviv on Shabbos, and we will make Rosh Chodesh on Sunday. And the Gemara answers, you're right. Then we would wait till Sunday. Hacha b'mayaskin and kishichal yom shloishim be'echad b'Shabbos, the two loy efshel shihuye, where you can no longer wait. It's day 31. It's Shabbos. You've got to declare Rosh Chodesh. Where are the Eidim if they're not allowed to travel? Uva'in and delay so ayom k'day lekatsha api ariyah. And we're assuming that you need ariyah for declarative purposes. So you've got to let the Edim come from Tel Aviv today on Shabbos. The Kasova, because the Gemara now holds, Afilu Sheloi Bizmanoi Mekachinoi Sapi Ariya. So this Rav Nachman, the Ikad Amrin Rav Nachman, has to be holding like the Tanakhama in the Mishnah on Dachov Dalet. That you can be Mekadish, the Chodesh, that you need to be Mekadish Chodesh even on Sunday. Because if he held like Rav Lozov Rabbi Tzadik, that you're not Mekadish the Chodesh on Sunday, you don't need Edim. The Edim can stay on.
Why are you only Mechal Shabbos and Nisham Nisham Nisham? If the reason is declarative, if it's declarative, then why are you Mechal only on Nisham and Nisham? You should Mechal everywhere.
If the reason is that it's declarative and you need them for day 31,
then you should be Mechal on any month for Shabbos.
So the only reason when Shabbos falls on 31, when 31 falls on Shabbos, because otherwise how would you be able to be? The Meiri asks that too.
I thought the answer was that the mission is in fact that information.
Well, we end off that way. We're going to come to that. But at this stage, at this point in the Ikad Amri, that's how we hold. In fact, it's the Kashi is asked by the Rishvo himself further on. You only have the very beginning of the question because it's at the very bottom of that page. Also, without this Mishnah, the Gemara could well have asked, if it's about mitzvah the kadosh al pi ha'ra'iyah, afilu kulu chodoshim nami lichalalu. Exactly the old kasha. And today you're asking it's the Rashbos kasha, it's the Rishonim's kasha, it's Tosis's kasha, all the Rishonim. It's all the Rishonim ask the kasha. You phrase it a little bit differently today. All the Rishonim ask that kasha, and there's a long ritva on the next page that mevarer all the shittas. But one of the things that the Tosfos answers is, since we in any case end up with a Tiyufta, it's better to ask it from a Mishnah than to ask generally. So you're right, if we didn't have the Mishnah we would have asked that. Let us take that as the answer for the meanwhile, which is the answer that some of the Rishonim give. Now let's move into the last phase.
At this point in this Shita, if there's we have a Mechalal Shabbos because we need them on the last day there. So what if Edim just don't show up?
Then we'll have no choice but to do it without the Edim, so we're not Mekayim and Mitzvah Sase.
So it's not me'akev.
You can do it without them, but you mean mevatel mitzvah sase. Bonus, you had no choice, but you were mevatel mitzvah sase.
Isn't there a general principle though that you're not allowed to violate one mitzvah in order to fulfill another? In other words, I can't get in my car with something.
Well, a mitzvah sase, on the contrary, mitzvah sase doichelei sase, and positive mitzvah pushes aside a negative mitzvah, which is why you're allowed to do a bris on Shabbos. So the positive mitzvah of the Kaddish al Piyariya pushes aside the negative mitzvah of Shabbos.
But there are a lot of other positive mitzvahs.
There's some rules that govern that.
And since this, in the end, is still optional, it's Rosh Chodesh.
That's not optional.
With or without.
It's not optional.
Well, if we just, if it's a cloudy day, nobody sees
it's the like, moon. Yeah, it's like saying it's optional to have a bris. If there's no moil around, you don't have a bris. It's not optional, you've got to try and find the moil. You're right, if you're stuck in Russia and there's no moil around, you'd be mevatel an aseh ba'onis. Due to no fault of your own, you haven't been mekayem mitzvah aseh. So they've got to do everything they can, including break Shabbos, to make sure there are edim there. If it's just cloudy over the entire country and there are no edim, then what can you do? You've got to declare Rosh Chodesh without them, but you've been mevatel an aseh. You've done it without the mitzvah aseh, according to this view. That's how important the mitzvah aseh is. We tend to think mitzvah aseh aren't so important. So what? I didn't daven today. I didn't say Kriya Shema on time. It's not bad. Mitzvah Sase, look how important the Mitzvah Sase is. The Mitzvah Sase pushes aside the Olos Sase. It's, you know, we think because there's no punishment for a Mitzvah Sase, there's no Beis Din. When you do a Olos Sase, there's the Chas V'Shalom, there's Malkus, or there's Kores, or there's Miso, there are terrible things that are consequences of doing a negative Mitzvah. For a Mitzvah Sase, you bring a Korban Olah. You didn't sit in a Sukkah. You didn't eat outside a Sukkah, you just didn't, you didn't have a Sukkah. You didn't use a little of an esrei. You didn't drive on Yom Tov. So we just think, so you didn't. So what? So you weren't mekayem the mitzvah aser. It's very serious not to be mekayem the mitzvah aser. And in the days of the Beis Hamikdash and Sanhedrin, they used to enforce mitzvah aser. The community used to force people to be mekayem the mitzvahs. So mitzvahs asay is very, very, very important. We go all out. It can happen. Nothing you can do. Like a mitzvahs lo asay, it can also happen that you have to eat on Yom Kippur because you see. So I say it can happen. There are no edim. But if there's any way, including being over a lo asay, mitzvahs asay doicha lo asay, being the kaima mitzvahs asay is more important than the lo asay. And within certain parameters, we will push aside the lo asay in order for the asay to be mukriyah. Now comes the third part of that, of the third part of the Gemara. The third part of the Gemara is Mativ Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana came along and he said, it says in the Mishnah, the reason in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that you could be Mechal Shabbos was what? Takonos Korban. Is that informational or declarative? It must be informational. Because if it was declarative, what difference would it make to the Korban? It just means that it's nice to have the Eidim there so that you can be a Mekayim and Mitzvah Sase. But if the Eidim aren't there, you're going to make Rosh Chodesh on the right day anyway. And especially if we've just decided that the Mishnah is talking where Shabbos falls on day 31. Who cares whether they're Eidim there or not? What's it got to do with Takonos Korban? So and therefore says the Gemara, when we say that today there's no Takonos Korban, so we only need the Eidim for Tishrei and Nisan, it also must be for purposes of information, not declaration. Right? Because the Mishnah is not going the Mishnah is governed by the same principle. So in those days it was because of Takonos Korban, and today all we have is Takonos Yom Tov. We've got Rosh Hashanah, we've got the Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Pesach are dependent on it. So it's informational. So if it's informational, asks Rav Kahana, why do Eidim have to come if we know that Adar and Elul are always Choser, if it's information? Answers the Gemara? Tiyufta. Good cash.
No.
So what is the Gemara's conclusion? Is it informational or is it declarative?
Declarative.
No, if it was declarative, there wouldn't be a cash. What did the Gemara has proved from Takonos Korban?
Right, back to the original.
That it's issue. Back to the original, and that's what the Ritual says in the next one. Have a look inside.
Could you step back, because I didn't follow your reasoning as to why you couldn't have, why it couldn't be declarative when it was because of the carbon on Rosh Chodesh.
Because if it's Olam, if it's why it couldn't be declarative, because what is Takonos Korban? If it's only because of declarative, then we would be, if the only problem is that we would make Rosh Chodesh on the right time in any case, certainly on Adar and Nisan. Certainly on Adar and Nisan, and even the other months, if it was just declarative, we would go by Cheshbon. If it was that important to have the Korban Tomid on the right time, if they're not aiding, we would do it on the right day, irrespective. If it was just a question of declarative. In other words, declarative would mean you know when Rosh Chodesh is without aiding. If you know when Rosh Chodesh, but it's not, but it's good to have aiding, mitzvah saseh. Good, but you're not going to mess around with Korbanos. So you'll try and have aiding there, and if there aren't aiding, you'll do it on the right day. Why do you need them for purposes of declaration? As Rashi says on Mishum Takonos Korban, Musfei Rosh Chodesh Yekavu Bizmano, that's the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, has to be there on the right time, on the day that is astronomically Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, what is Takonos Korban?
But that's the presumption, but why does that have to be? We're saying we're willing to change it for other months. Why does it have to be the Rosh Chodesh? I mean, it's we shall declare Rosh Chodesh. I mean, that's
because that otherwise Takonos Korban wouldn't make a sense. If we're going to go by Beis Din and give the Beis Din free reign,
right.
If the Mishnah holds that Beis Din are really free to do it whenever they want, we know that B'Sha'as HaDchak they can mess around. Mm-hmm. But Takonos Korban seems to imply that there is a requirement that Korban Rosh Chodesh is brought on the day that is truly Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, what's Takonos Korban? Say make Rosh Chodesh when you want and have Eidim there because of Re'iyah. But if we say no, the reason is it's not from the fact that they can be Mechal Shabbos, it's from the reason given. The fact that they could be Mechal Shabbos could be because of Mitzvah Nekadosh HaRe'iyah, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says Takonos Korban. That means Takonos Korban implies that if we don't have Eidim on Shabbos, the Korban could be brought on a day that isn't astronomically Rosh Chodesh. And we see in the Mishnah, we're concerned about that. We don't want that. Okay, so it's from the wording of Takonos Korban. Now that we know that the Takonos Korban is because the Mishnah is seeing Eidus as informational, then it's informational right through the Mishnah, including Tishrei and Cheshvan, Tishrei and Nisan. If it's informational, our question comes back. If you know that Nisan and if you know that Adar and Elul are always Chaser and Edim are needed for purposes of information, why do you need to be Mechalel Shabbos on those months? That's the Tiyuta.
You said a few minutes ago something interesting, that a mitzvah Aser is not a mitzvah Lopas. If that was the case, the Mishnah that says that you Mechalel on Tishrei, on Nisan and Tishrei, is a tremendous kasha lichora on both Shittot. Because if Kiddush HaChodesh by Edim is a mitzvah aser, and whether it's information or it's declarative, they should always come on Shabbos, on any Shabbos. It's a mitzvah aser. Doesn't matter if it's Kislev Tevet Shvat Adar, Nisan Yatzim Antavut. Doesn't matter. Whether it's informational or declarative, if there is a mitzvah for Edim to do Kiddush HaChodesh, then they should always do Mechal Shabbos. No matter what.
If it's mitzvah Lekadesh HaRu'iyah. If the reason for the mitzvah is to give you yediyah, and you can have the yediyah without chilul Shabbos, then you can't have chilul Shabbos, right? Okay. If you have a moel that can get to you without chilul Shabbos, then he doesn't come with. Okay. So now you'll see this in the Ritvo himself. The Ritvo says, "Haka b'maya skinen shechal yom shloishim be'echod b'Shabbos to two lo efsha l'shiruye." Because you can't wait any longer. Because the Gemara at that point holds like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadik. Now, in the last part, umidekulu lav mishum. Right, this is it's a one line Ritvo, and it's a crucial line. Umidekulu lav mishum, and since none of them, since they're all because of Takonos Korban, which means not because of mitzvah lekadesh al pi ariyah, it's all informational. Therefore, Tishrei and Nisan are also informational. Perush, kideko metartzinen leel v'kivan dechein hadran kushi leduchte. Now, if you look in your Rosh Hashanah, let's see exactly what he's saying, and the implications of what he's saying. If you look at your Gemara Rosh Hashanah, let's learn through the beginning part again at the bottom of your Tes Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. At the bottom of your test on the days.
It's a long test.
The one with two pages on it, a white page with two on it in it. And at the bottom, Sholchu Leila Marukve. They sent to Marukve. What did they say? Odur Asamuk Nisan Leilam Chosel. Odur, which is next to Nisan, the month before Nisan, in other words, is always Chosel. Mativ Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked, "Al shnei chodoshim mechalim es haShabbos on Nisan ba'al Tishrei." There are two months for which you are allowed to be mechalel Shabbos to come and give edus: Nisan and Tishrei. I amris bishlama zinin mole zinim choser. If you say that it's sometimes mole and sometimes choser, mishum hachim mechalelina. Now I understand why you've got to be mechalel Shabbos, because you don't know whether it's long or short. Is the Mishnah, is the Gemara holding informational or informational? Eloi amris lo ilam choser on the top of the next page. Amai mechalelinen. But if you say it's always choser and it's informational, why can they be mechalel Shabbos? Answers the Gemara: Mishum de mitzvah lekadosh ha'ariyah. What's the Gemara's answer? It's declarative. It's not informational. That's why they've got to be mechalel Shabbos, even if you know when it is. Now, we've just done away with mitzvah lekadosh ha'ariyah, haven't we? Rav Kahana has just done away with it by his proof from Takonos Korban. This has got nothing to do with mitzvah lekadosh ha'ariyah. This has got to do with the fact that the Torah says the way you get to know that it's, the moon has been sighted, that it's Rosh Chodesh, one of the means is Edim, and that's why you need them. In that case, if we've taken away the mitzvah lekadosh ha'ariyah, we're back to the first assumption, says the Ritvo. Now let's learn the Rashi on the first assumption, because this is now our conclusion. The first assumption now becomes our conclusion. Are you with me? We had an assumption, generated a question. We answered the question. We've removed the answer. So we've got the question, which brings us back to the original assumption. And we've got the question unanswered, which leaves us to assume that Adar and Nisan are not always short, because the question's unanswered. Now let's go through it again, the other minute. So in other words, what Rav Kahana has done according to the Ritvo is he has reinstated Rav Nachman's original kasha, and the answer doesn't work. He's proved that the answer is wrong. That's what he's done. So what was the kasha? The kasha was edim are needed for purposes of information. If other and Nisan are always short, why do we need the information? Tiyufta, therefore we must conclude that other and Nisan are not always short. That's where we're sitting. Now look at the Rashi. Mechalalin es HaShabbos Eidim Shiro es HaLevon, about 10 lines from the bottom of the bottom of your test. Mechalalin es HaShabbos Eidim Shiro es HaLevon b'chidusho Mechalalin es HaShabbos Latzeis chutz l'tchum lavor l'beis din l'ha'id lifneim. They may go out of the tchum in order to come to beis din. Lefi sha'amoyadim kulam tzuluyin b'shnei chodoshim halol, because the yomtos are all dependent on these days. The kasal kedaitach, and the Gemara is of the initial opinion. Now remember, this initial opinion becomes the maskara again. Chilula de shara rachmana, the reason that chilul Shabbos is allowed is mishum dekviyas yarchel ufiriyas halavonahu imole imole im choser choser, because the way we determine whether it's a full or a short month is by the edim. That's the means we determine. So now I'll ask you, if the way reason we determine is because of edim, why do we need cheshbon? Why does Beis Din also have to make a calculation? Well, as with everything else Beis Din does, we wait for edim. If there's no edim, there's no knowledge. Why do we need to make a cheshbon? Turn the page, or those of you who've got the first step of Daf Chof Amud Beis, which would be page 40 on the right hand corner, it would say page 40. The blue photo set with the page 40 on the top right hand corner.
Do we assume that L is always possible?
Yes, yes. If you look in the Gemara, the middle of the page, before the Rashi, let's look at the Gemara itself, about 8 lines from the top. Mechashvin es toldosoi, you always calculate the birth of the moon toward the end of the line. You got that? Mechashvin es toldosoi. Noilad kodim chatzos, if the moon, the noilad, is before midday, biyadua shenire somach tishkiyas hachamo, then you know that the new moon will be close to sunset, before sunset, which means that day will be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, the Chof Amud Beis, also on the right hand top bottom page, about 9 lines from the top. Then you know, so you know that, because we know that the moon appears approximately 6 hours after the Noilat.
If that no, I looked it up, the different planes. No, with the best telescopes we've ever seen, people have seen it 12 hours after Molad.
As much as 12 hours. Oh, but we know it can't be less than 6
time.
Hours.
Right, but nobody's ever close to 6 hours. Okay. 12 hours is the best time. By eye, 18 hours is
anywhere in the world.
Everywhere people go, people are nuts about it. They go to mountaintops to go and, you know.
And they know when the Molad is.
Right, astronomically when the Molad is. When they're at conjunction, or as close to conjunction as they get, 18 hours is the best you can ever see. I mean, 17.2, somebody saw one.
They just don't make eyes like they used to.
They don't make eyes
like they used to. But that's so extraordinary to say 6 hours is just. And then you have the 18 hours, you get rid of the problem of the tilt of the moon's axis because it becomes a secondary effect. But at 6 hours, it's a major effect. So I don't know what the.
All we can say, the only thing we can say is it can't be less than 6.
Right, that's certainly true.
Okay, is that. So we know that if it was seen before Shkia. They say more than that. They said we've seen before. Biadua shenira samach l'shkiyas sachama. You know that that day is Rosh Chodesh. Mm-hmm. By calculation, if the moilad is before midday, although you're saying no aid could possibly see it before shkia,
right.
But if they come and they say they did see it before shkia, we would accept it because we calculate that that's right. Even though Adam's got a problem with that. Lo noilad kodim chatzos. If the noilad was not before chatzos. Biyadua shaloi nere some of the shkia sachamo, it couldn't possibly have been seen that day. That part you'll agree with, right?
Maybe some change, you know, hundreds of years ago to today.
If the Jews only.
Lamai nafkimina, ask the Gemara, why do I need to know that? Now, because listen carefully.
Aware of the light, by the way, so to say three times means it's 10 times less visible at 6 hours than it is at 18. So even saying that somehow there's some conditions that would be extraordinary.
Interesting. We'll have to. That's an interesting thing to dwell on. I'm not going to dwell on it here, but it's an interesting thing to dwell on.
Yeah.
That so the Gemara asks, and what difference does that make? Why do I do this calculation? Now listen carefully. My in reading of that Gemara is, why do I need to know whether the Moilad is before midday or after midday? Right? That's how I would read this question. Answers Gemara, Omar Rabashi, Lekhushi Sahadi. To be able to challenge witnesses. That's why I need to know whether the Moilad was before midday or after midday. But that's not how Rashi learns it. What does Rashi say? Second line of Rashi, of second medium sized line of Rashi, Lamai Nafkimina, Lamei Choshev. Why do you need to calculate all together, says Rashi? Now that's interesting, because that's a question we just asked a few moments ago. If Edim are informational, why do you need to calculate all together? Hare Alpi Edim Anu Mekadshim. We're Mekadesh by Edim, what do we need a Cheshbon for? That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's question. Now many question this Rashi. What do you mean, why do we need to make a Cheshbon? That's one of the mitzvahs, that's how you do it. That's why we don't only rely on the Edim. But Rashi says, the Gemara is asking, why not? What is the purpose of Cheshbon? Why does the Torah require us to do a Cheshbon? Answer the Gemara, look at the Rashi, Lichushi Sahadi, if it was the Noilad was after midday, and they say they saw it before sunset, it's interesting that Rashi only brings that side. He doesn't bring the side to say, and if they say they saw it late or whatever it is, in other words, the only thing you can prove from this, and this will be okay with you, the only thing you can prove is if they say they saw it before sunset, that can't be. So according to this, what is the reason that we do Cheshbon?
To validate that Edim.
Is to corroborate the Edim, that our source of information is Edim. Do you see how we have done a 180 degree turn from the first year we had? In the first year when we started learning this Gemara, we said Cheshbon is the main thing. Why do we need Edim? So it's to bring into alignment the physical, we need anecdotal evidence. We gave all sorts of reasons why, because we considered that Edim were declarative, because you don't need them for informational. We've got the Cheshbon. Now, based on the way we've learned the Gemara and Daf Yutes and Daf Chof, reinforced by the Ritvo and proved by the Rashi on the next page, that's how Rashi's learning, we come out exactly the opposite, that Edim is the source of information, Cheshbon is a means of corroborating that information. This is one of the reasons why we're opposed to Bekiyas learning as a primary form of learning in Daf Yomi. Because if we would have learned this through the first time and then moved on to the next page, our conclusion would have been wrong. We would have misunderstood the Gemara. And I would suggest that unless one's learning with a teacher who has spent the entire day preparing the Daf Yomi, that's all he does, you pay him to spend a whole day to give one shiur every day. That's his job. And there are some shiurim like that, where the Rav is giving it, does nothing else but prepare the Daf Yomi. Unless it's that, you're actually learning, not only are you learning superficially, you're learning incorrectly. And the more you try and remember what you've learned, the more you are impressing into your mind incorrect conclusions. So there are a lot of people, believe it or not, including myself, who are violently opposed to the concept of Daf Yomi. Although it's a social good, because people are learning and they get to speak to each other and they feel part of the community. It's a good social thing. It's like playing soccer or like playing baseball. It's a Jewish baseball game. It's a bit more harmful than that, because with playing baseball you're not left with any misconceptions. But when you learn at that speed, what you left within your head is usually wrong. Because it's only when you work through a Gemara over and over again, you start working it and molding it, and you start coming out with the clarity and it starts lining up with the Rishonim, that you know you've learned it right. It's very difficult to do that if you're paging through, even if you use an art scroll. So now, I want to show you an amazing Rambam. By the way, I'm also going to show you, I think, don't hold me to this because I haven't checked it through again, I'll also, I think, show you how the guy who writes the notes at the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch didn't learn the Gemara correctly. Okay? We'll see how, because he claims the Ritvo is against the Minchas Chinuch, and I'm going to claim that the Ritvo is exactly like the Minchas Chinuch, if we understand where we've come from. But let's have a look at that further on. Before that, I'm going to show you an amazing Rambam, which those of you who've got a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, not a Nasco, but a real one, will have the Rambam at the back.
It's a blue page that looks
and
like a Rishon.
You will have a first that as well.
No, it looks like a Gemara. It looks like a Rishon.
What does it say at the top? How do you know that it's the...
It says 82, page 82. Yeah.
It says 82, probably. You better build more than you have, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice. That's great. Now, I'm going to skim through parts of it and translate parts of it. I must say there are parts of the Rambam here. This is the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos. There are parts of the Rambam that I'm not 100% clear on yet, but there's some very important parts of it that I am, and there's some language which is so humorous, it's just unbelievable. Bear in mind, the Rambam wrote this when he was 18. Okay, the Perush HaMishnayos, the Rambam wrote when he was 18. Now, I'm going to start at a place called Va'ani Toma. It is on the right-hand column, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22 lines from the bottom.
The real bottom or the bottom of the...
The bottom of the Rambam, of that paragraph. So you see the long paragraph in the right-hand column? Mm-hmm. 22 lines, what did I say? 22 lines. From the bottom of that paragraph, Anitama, the long paragraph. I thought there's no Perush HaMishnayos. Because everything else, it's so strange. It doesn't, this one too much.
What does the line begin with?
The line begins, the Anitama line begins with the words. Beriyas Halavona. You got that? Beriyas Halavona.
That's beyond my
ability. That's over here.
I got it.
I'm sorry, the print is not very good. I need to find a better solution for photostatting, but we'll get there. V'ani tomo. V'ani tamiya. I am amazed, may odom, by those people, Yachish Hareus, who deny reality, the Yomer, and they say, Ki das haYehudim, that the Jewish religion, Eino benuyo al Reyes Halavono elo al Acheshbon Bilvad, is based on calculation, not on Reyes. Okay, I'm amazed at such idiots, says the Rambam. Now, interesting, had we seen this Rambam after our first year, we would have said we're one of those idiots, isn't that? Because that's how we concluded. And that was how it certainly seemed from everything we'd learned superficially until we started working it. The Hu Mamin, and those idiots believe, Eilu Aksubim Kulam, they say they believe the Torah, all the Psukim. Vani Roye, and I believe, Sha'aroye Zeh, that person, Eilu Mamin, he doesn't believe the Torah at all. Aval Hoysa Dato Bezeh Amama Lahishiv Achor Baldino. The reason he said that is just to be clever when he was learning. He had to find an answer for somebody who asked him a difficult question. You see, he was learning Daf Yomi, says the Rambam. And he made that assumption. He said it's not all based on Re'iyah, it's based on Cheshbon. So somebody there who learns Minchas Chinuch and is learning at Siri asked him a kasher. And he answered it this way, saying, no, it's clear, this is the way it is. He answers the questions whether with truth or with falsehood. This is the kind of Talmid Chacham who doesn't care whether his answer is right or wrong. All he cares about is that he answers. That's what brings him to this. Look how the Rambam's talking. He couldn't find a support for his viewpoint from logical argument. And therefore he's abandoned that. This is one of the big dangers in learning, by the way, the Rambam's talking about here. And the Briskers are very careful about this. If you become attached to a viewpoint, and being right is more, being proved right is more important than finding the truth, you'll go crazy. You'll go right off the line. And that's how conservative Judaism development, the ultimate reform, once you start moving off and you're willing to find supports for a pre-assumed position, you'll find whatever you want on the Torah. It's not difficult to prove by distorting the Gemaras to whatever you want to. And you, Talmud Chacham, is busy learning this. What you ought to believe is, ki ha'ikar datenu banui al hari'iyah. The main principle is built on ri'iyah. That's what it's all about. In lo tera'e halavona, nashim shloshim yom lechedesh, shiyotza. If there's no moon seen, you have to go to day 31. And that's just because you know it can't be less than day 31. But there's no ri'iyah, you certainly can't make it day 30. Even if you know for sure, by cheshbon, you know for sure it's day 30. Even if you know because other is lo'ilam chose. No matter how you know, if it's not by ri'iyah, you cannot declare Rosh Chodesh on day 30 because you didn't have evidence.
Then how can you have for sure a month of Adar, which is always chaser?
We don't, according to the conclusion, we don't.
And this is long after the Benamikdash was destroyed, so our rules have already been set up. And so Rambam knows that Adar is always chaser.
Well, now we don't do Bari anymore, so the whole thing changes. So now Adar is almost always chaser, but that's because of the way we do it now. But in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Rambam is saying,
it wasn't always.
Based on the way we've just learned the Gemara, what's pleasing about this is, you know, we can leave a sigh of relief and say, that's how we came out.
Rambam is not saying that Adar is not always chaser.
No. All he's saying is without Ri'iyah,
you can't be Kaddish of chaser. He's not Milcholik. That the statement, Adar Lola chaser, might be true. It might be that the calculation shows that Adar is always chaser.
No, but he's saying you've got to have Ri'iyah without
Ri'iyah. You can't be Kaddish on the Adar chaser. You can't be Kaddish on the 30th day.
No, but he's saying, Ikad Datinu Bonoi Alariya, Im Lo Tereya Alavono, Nashlim Shloishim Yoim Lachodesh Yotza.
Right.
So it's not just a question of Mekadesh, you've got to make Rosh Chodesh the next day.
But maybe the Gemara, when it said Adar Lolam Chaser, was talking about the calculation. From a mathematical perspective.
That's how the Minchas Chinuch wants to learn the Gemara. Very difficult in the Rashi. Very difficult in the Rashi and in the Ritva. So far in the Rishonim, we haven't seen any such differentiation. That the calculation needs one thing and the declaration needs something else. So far, all we've seen is that you need Ri'iyah for the Yediyah. You cannot know that it's Rosh Chodesh without it having been seen. And if that's the case, then Adar can't always be Chaser, because why can you be Mechal Shabbos if it is? So far, that's where we're at. The Loshon HaMishnah VaGemara Masiyas Rabbis Mimashi Iru Bezeh HaInyan Boerech HaShonim Mishnahs, Gemoras, historical anecdotes Kulam Ya'idu Ba'amisa Zeh HaInyan. They all prove that this is true. Vashem Yisborach Omar HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. Uvoa Kabbalah Amis, Hashem said this is Rosh Chodesh, and the Kabbalah came to tell us Sheirola Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Dimus Halavona, Hashem Sheir Moshe Belavona, VaOmar Kazeh Ro'eh VeKadesh. UMasha Yisoyim Chim Al HaCheshbon In Teiroye Or Lo Teiroye, and this relying on the Cheshbon to know whether it will be seen or not. He Kemoshe Bi'arti Lo She Yismechu Al HaCheshbon Bilvad VeYasu Rosh Chodesh Al Pi HaCheshbon. Not that you rely on the Cheshbon and use that to determine Rosh Chodesh. Even though by cheshbon it is due to be seen, the soda ibush shemosal lakodesh baruch hu lemoshe b'sinai hu inyan cheshbon sheyodin bo k'tzas ha'riyo be'emes. The way that Hashem, now what I think the Rambam is saying here, this is the part I'm not 100% clear. The lashon is not 100% clear. We need to analyze it more in detail. I think the Rambam is claiming that the system of riyah that Hashem taught Moshe is not infallible. It's an approximation. Mm-hmm. It's usually right, but not always. Which I think, Alan, is what you said, what you claimed in the beginning. That the way is that right? That the system is not 100% accurate.
We don't know the system that they used at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So we can't say how accurate the calculation. I mean, the truth is the calculation goes on indefinitely. You know, so when we flew to the moon, it took all the computers we had to determine the position of the moon. So, in real time, you know, it was an enormous computational problem. So they obviously didn't have a calculation like that far. But if you tell you that within a minute, you know,
you think it would be? I think that it was saying, because he's saying the cheshbon is sheared in b'ktasariya b'emes. We know some of it b'emes. Uvale acheshbon mikol ha'umus va'filosofin chokim bo. But the astronomers and the mathematicians and philosophers of the different disciplines disputed. And these astronomers are still debating what the exact shiur is. They haven't worked it out. V'zeh ha-cheshbon sheyesh b'yadeinu hayom hu chelik me'yosa ha-cheshbon ha-cheshbon, and our cheshbon is part of that one. U'tchilosu b'fishu hu etzlom shiyuru b'emes. It's just a mean. I think what he's saying here, it's kind of a mean. We've got a kind of an average that enables us to predict, but it's not precise. I write a special chibur about this for you. And I'll prove to you what the intention was. And the only people who will disagree with me are the Mishi Natslusoi Hivelis Mamish, is somebody who's completely idiotic, if you wrote Bnei Adam like most people. About Kulo. Kulo.
Sounds like most people?
No, that's what he says. About Kulo Enetlom Melechis Hakibutz Bilvad, Retelom Hakibutz Minyan Laminyan Echod. He goes on a little bit. There is no person who will understand the exact detail of what I've said. In this brief essay, there are very few people who understand what I'm talking about, and certainly not what I'm about to explain in my next book. Only Ela Odom in the third last line, Baal Emuna, a person who has Emuna, Vadas, an intelligence, the charitzus and brilliance, the zerizus and hard work, the yudius amisius in all the knowledge of truth.
It's a confrontation, you're all.
Umisha eino mate atzmoi, and people who are not in self delusion. Uvitznai shehuga atzmoi, provided that such a brilliant person has toiled in the subject. Vomal shonim rabbis bechokmas hapardesius, and has spent many years involved in Kabbalah. Ad shelokach meim mona yofel atzmoi, until he has mastered a good deal of it. The imlav, and if he hasn't gone through all of this, yud varai biyada mechir biyad kisil, then it will be in his mind. This will be like
before this, or after?
Sorry.
Have you gone through medical school before this?
It will be like a mechir biyad kisil. It will be like giving something precious to an idiot. It's not even worth wasting time if you're not in that category. So that's how the Rambam gets us.
18 years old.
He's 18 years old when he writes this.
He's always spent many years in Kabbalah.
He has an idea. Some people claim that he didn't know Kabbalah because he never saw the Zohar, but he knew Kabbalah clearly from other sources. Anyway, so what we see in the Rambam is like the Rashi, that the Re'iyah is the central focus of the method of determining, not just declaring. The site of the Edim is the central focus. Now I want to turn to the Minchas Kinnot in a few minutes. We've got at least to get started with it. And you've got the Minchas Kinnot as well.
Yeah, it's a big long seat. It's elastic. Yeah, it looks like. It looks like this. It says Minchas Kinnot on the back.
Okay, so from the Omud you've got Chof. If you see that a Chof on the top right hand side of the Minchas Kinnot, then you know you're on the right page. And we're on the second paragraph of the page where there's a little Sifkot and Beis.
The small print.
And now you'll see, having worked through the Rambam and the Gemaras, the Minchas Kinnot is going to be much easier to work with. The Hinei Mitzvah Zu Shal Kiddush HaChodesh, and behold, this Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Mitzvah Al Beis Din, is a Mitzvah for Beis Din. They need to calculate and know. He takes that wording out of the Rambam in Halacha Vav, which you've got. The Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says the mitzvah is that they must calculate and know whether the moon will be seen or not, Umechashvin kederesh umechashvin haitztagninim. You use astronomical methods to calculate. Ad sheyedu im efshar sheyerei hayerach bizmano shuleil shloshim. Until they know whether it's possible for the moon to be seen on day 30. Now what the Minchas Chinuch is explaining here based on the Rambam is the mitzvah is to calculate and get to knowledge. The first phase of that getting to knowledge is figuring out, could the moon possibly be seen on day 30? If that's all the calculation tells you, that's okay. And part of that will be that process you'll remember of figuring out whether it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos. If the Moilad is before Chatzos, is after Chatzos, after midday, we know Rosh Chodesh can't be on that day. Nobody is going to see it that day. Technically Rosh Chodesh is that day, because the Moilad is that day. That's why when the Moilad is announced in Shul, it's usually before Rosh Chodesh. So when we say Kiddush Chodesh, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, and the Gabbai announces the Moilad, it's usually a day, sometimes more than a day, before Rosh Chodesh. Because the Moilad is at the astronomical moment of the change, and that determines whether it is feasible for the human eye to see it on that day. If it is feasible, so you see what he's saying here? He's not saying that the Cheshbon tells you when Rosh Chodesh is. You've got to try and get as close as you can to determine when Rosh Chodesh could be. If you know the moon could be seen on day 30, Yoshvin and Mitzapin Kol Yom Shloshim, Beis Din sets up shop to wait for Eidim on day 30. In Bo Eidim V'Doshim V'Chokim V'Nem V'Divrayim V'Kachin Esog. If Eidim come, they're cross examined and found to be telling the truth, you declare Rosh Chodesh.
The declarative is the essence now. So now we should declare it really is the essence.
You could declare it, but what are the Eidim for? Based on the way the Minchas Chinuch has parsed the Rambam, it's information. So there's a mitzvah to apply your mind to it. The outcome of applying your mind to it is at best knowing whether it could be on day 30 or not. Or at worst, knowing whether it could be on day 30 or not. If you know that it could be on day 30, you set up shop and wait for Eidim. If Eidim tell you they saw it, it's Rosh Chodesh. And if Eidim don't come until night time, then it's Mu'uba. And in fact, the Mishnah says further on, in the beginning of the next parak, what happens if Beis Din are sitting on the afternoon of day 30? Eidim come, and they say they saw the moon. But not only Eidim come, the moon's there. Everybody can see the moon. That they go through the process of listening to the Eidim, which they have to do, and they're about to say Mekudesh HaChodesh, and when there's one very Yekish Adayim there who says, gentlemen, it's too late. It's Shki already. What's the din? The whole of Klal Yisrael has seen the moon on day 30. The next day. They weren't Mekudesh HaChodesh, so that if they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh, well, so you can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh without Eidim. You can't know it without Eidim. And once you know it, you can be Mekadesh. But if you weren't Mekadesh in time, the next day is Rosh Chodesh. Dainu Rosh Chodesh b'yom shloshim ve'echot. V'im yodu al pi ha-cheshben she'enu nira b'yom shloshim. And if they know by means of calculation that it could not be seen on day 30, because the Moilad was after midday on day 30, ein yoshvim yom shloshim, you don't sit on day 30, then mitzapim le'edim klan, you don't wait for Eidim. If Eidim come banging on the door and they say, where's Beis Din? We saw the moon and we want to give evidence on day 30, heim Eidei Sheker. We know they're false. That's how reliable the Cheshbon is. The Cheshbon is sufficiently reliable to declare witnesses false. But it's not sufficient to declare Rosh Chodesh on. And this is clear in the Rambam in Halacha Vav with a slightly different wording. And you'll see the Mefarish on the Rambam writes the reason. If by Cheshbon it's on day 30, we don't declare Rosh Chodesh until Eidim come. It cannot be on day 30. You don't rely on the Eidim, you rely on the Cheshbon. We only rely on both of them as a source of information. Acheshbin v'gamay de'ariyah. We need both. Now, we're disagreeing slightly with that Mefarish, based on the Rashi. The Mefarish says, the reason for the Cheshbin is what? It's one of your inputs of information. Isn't that what the Mefarish is saying? You need two inputs of information. You need Cheshbin, and you need Eidim. What did Rashi say on that Chof Amud Beis? You need only one input. The one input is Eidim. Cheshbin is for one of the checks of the Eidim, but the input is Eidim. So there's a machloikis between Rashi and the Mefarish on the Rambam. I don't believe it's a machloikis Rambam and Rashi. I believe the Rambam could be saying exactly what Rashi says. The machloikis between the Mefarish, we don't know his name, it's an anonymous parish on the Rambam, the Mefarish on the Rambam and the Rashi. Alkein Bereisha after our Cheshbin nears become a Kumsichin Ramtin Eidim. Therefore, in the beginning, even though you know about Cheshbin, it could be Rosh Chodesh, you have to wait for Eidim. With the Sefer, Afapish Yesh Eidim, and the Sefer, even though there are Eidim, given the Efshalias Ken Alpia Cheshbin, if there are Eidim, since it cannot be so by Cheshbin, Alkein Ein Mekadshin, you're not Mekadish. Why?
Because the Mishnah Chinuch says that there's calculation, and the calculation is just to tell you if the Eidim could, when to expect the Eidim, and if the Eidim, but you're always still there on the Eidim. You always need the Eidim for information. The calculation just tells you, helps you determine whether the Eidim are a shaker or not a shaker, and so on.
That's how we're learning Rashi.
Well, that's how we do this too.
And it's well except the Milchus Chinuch brings the Mefarish.
And the Mefarish also says, if the Cheshbin says that it could be on the 30th day, we'll wait for them. If it can't be on the 30th day, shops close,
we're going
to wait for them, and if they come, they're a nation.
Right.
Our Gemara said, Ador Olam Chasen.
Right.
Which basically means, from a mathematical perspective, Ador is always the Chasen. Basically, shops closed every Adar. 30th of Adar, shops closed. That's all the Gemara says.
Right.
The Kashya that we brought from that says that Mechalalim the Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei is true. It still stands. You're still Mechalal for those days because you need them for information.
Yes.
And you have to be Kaddish on time. There's no Machloket with the fact that Adar is always Chasen. Adar is always Chasen. So why would we Mechalal the Shabbos? Why would we Mechalal Shabbos? Because we need the Eidim.
Yes, it will come out that you cannot be Mekadim.
If it's on 31.
No, but here's the difficulty. The difficulty is that if the purpose of the Eidim are to input into information.
Right.
And Beis Din have no option, because Odom Odom Chosr is not, Odom Chosr is not just an astronomical statement, it's a halakhic statement too.
Maybe it's just not from a mathematical. Maybe when they said Odom Odom Chosr, then from a mathematical perspective.
But that means that Beis Din are not free to make it longer. They don't have that option.
Why?
That's what Odom Odom Chosr means. It's not just a statement, it's a statement, which, and that, certainly that's how Rashi learns it. But if Beis Din doesn't have an option to make it longer, and that leads into the whole Shakta B'Tzari of the Gemara.
Right. So maybe according to Rashi, it's a big problem. If Rashi says that Adar Olam Chaser, and we always have to...
That's why the Maskona of the Gemara, according to all the Rishonim, is that Adar is not Olam Chaser. That's the Maskona. That we cannot say that Adar... Meaning, we don't know about astronomically. All it means is, Beis Din are free to make Adar long or short, depending on whether Eidim come or don't. That's the Maskona. And therefore, if Eidim do not come on day 30, then Adar will be a long month. In those days, not today. So in other words, learning it as a halakhic statement, not as an astronomical reality, as a halakhic statement, it is wrong. Yeah. Beis Din are left with the option to make it long if Eidim don't come. That's what the Gemara doesn't involve itself. No,
but they don't have to exercise the option, right?
They don't have to know.
If it was cloudy in the vicinity of both
Kodesh
a few months in a row, would it be having
a few months in a row? I wonder about that.
So what Mark asks, if you have several months of cloudiness,
or in that time period,
right, they would have to make an Eidim wouldn't come several months with no Eidim. They would have to make it 31 all of those months, and they would have to, that means you would be getting more and more out of sync.
And then you get a month, it'd be 27 days or something. What would have the base deal with that?
Then you would have to, the whole summer you would probably have to make it 30 every month.
So you still have to catch up.
We still have to catch up to the reality. Otherwise,
you couldn't have a shorter month.
I mean, what would happen then? Then after a while, come on day 27. If witnesses come then on day 27, what would happen?
And your calculation says that's valid.
Yeah,
and your husband could say that could be because you're out of sync. That's how interesting. What would happen? I don't know. I haven't seen anything on
you
that.
You can't, knowing that the last month was full, do a month one day shorter than the next month, even if it's cloudy for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, the Rambam, based on what the Rambam says, and the Meiri says the same, is we don't have the right ever to make Rosh Chodesh on day 30 without Eidus.
You can't have too long months in a row if possible.
Can you make it on day
27
with
it?
That's the question.
Yeah.
It wouldn't seem like it.
Could Rambam speaking about one month, but not 2 months in a row with the same problem? Did he specifically mention that?
I haven't seen such a case brought, but I would wonder why not. What surely it was possible that you could have 3 months in a row where there were no Eidim, which means for 3 months in a row it would be 31, which means the following month it would be, if it was cited visually, it would be cited on day 28 or something.
It wouldn't have a basement.
Sorry?
It wouldn't have a basement. It wouldn't sit.
Yes, they would, because from the calculations that we know that
The only day they can sit is day 30. Well, the only day they can be Mekadosh. So even if it was seen on day 27, they would be Mekadosh day 30.
They'd have to do day 30.
And they would have to do day 30 consecutively a few times.
They never declare it, even though they know it's going to be a short month.
They have a really bad year.
At the end of the day, we have the statement of Atem Achilu Mezidim, Atem Achilu Shogigim. At the end of the day, whenever Beis Din declares it, they declare it. So it could be that in a case of real oinus, where it's gone out of sync, that they could declare it on day 30 without Eidim. But so far we haven't seen that in Halacha. So far in Halacha we've seen, both in the Meiri and in the Rambam, and it's much better from the Gemara, that you don't have an option. Your only latitude is to declare it on day 31, even though it was cited on day 30. But to declare it on day 31. Now what we will find in the Minchas Chinuch later on is a Shita in the Rambam, that you can declare it retrospectively.
So what do we do today?
We start a Chalachesh.
Yes.
The
Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, says an odd thing, says that the Rambam said. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs says, what we're relying on is the fact that Jews in Eretz Yisrael are keeping Yom Tov on these days, which means they are de facto being Mekadosh the Chodesh for us. It's an odd Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam says if there weren't Jews in Eretz Yisrael, we would be in real trouble. We wouldn't have Yom Tov.
But the Jews of Makar the Chagim based on what issue?
It's true that it's based on that Cheshbon. They don't do it by Re'iyah,
right.
But it's by the fact that we have people in Eretz Yisrael,
right,
who are working according to this. They are de facto being Mekadosh the Chodesh.
Based on calculations.
Yeah, because you have no Re'iyah when there's no Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael.
We've been knocking Rashi, everybody's not saying the calculations, and they're very important.
If they're being Mekadosh, we don't know when. We know about Cheshbon, but we don't get to hear. The reason with us with Sfeika the Yoma is one thing is clear, that even though we don't have Sfeika the Yoma, we have to keep 2 days. The reason we keep 2 days is not because we have Sfeika D'Yoma. So you're right, there's no Sfeika D'Yoma today, that we accept. But we have to keep 2 days in any event. The reason 2 days were originally instituted was because of Sfeika D'Yoma. Having been instituted, though, they were never removed.
If you can declare Rosh Chodesh retroactively, then you shouldn't be able to be Mechal Shabbat, because if witnesses don't come, you can say, well, you know, they saw it, they told us on Sunday, we therefore declare.
Well, that's how the Rambam. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara. When the Gemara says that you don't have to be Mekadosh on Shabbos, declare Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, right? And Ne'abre, and let the Eidim come on Sunday. The Rambam says, let the Eidim come on Sunday and say they saw it yesterday, and retrospectively be Mekadosh yesterday. When we go into it in the Minchas Chinuch, we'll go through that whole thing about Chilul Shabbos. But the Minchas Chinuch works through the Rambam Shita very, very seriously as being able to be Mekadosh Lemafreya. So far we haven't seen anybody else that says that. What we do see in Rashi is that it would be okay for Eidim to come and say they saw the moon yesterday and we would be Mekadosh today, if we hold it's a mitzvah Lekadosh HaPiyariya. The problem is it's not, if the Eidim are informational and they say we saw it yesterday, what do you do then? The Rambam says then you make Rosh Chodesh yesterday. It's informational.
How do you observe it if you're declaring yesterday was Rosh Chodesh?
Well, they observed it yesterday.
You missed it. But at least the answers are on the right day.
I see. no yellow A of O's, none of that, but okay, we're set.